And welcome back to Around the Table. I hope everybody's doing well this morning. I'm not doing so well.
Neither am I, neither is Ann.
You know, we had this whole conversation on trying to be nice.
You got to turn on her mic.
She's on.
If those lights are on.
Not.
There we
see?
Go. See, then
you
we
didn't
have,
want to hear what I had to say.
I've cut you off for
we
a
We were
purpose,
making sure that Dan reason. Was not terribly offended that we give him a hard time about mispronunciation sometimes.
Hey, it's all for the show.
That's
it's
right.
All fodder for the show.
Fodder.
You know, we need
what
to.
What is the definition of fodder?
I have no idea.
We're not
okay.
Going
I just
there.
I just use words to make myself look bigger than who I really am.
Yeah, let's talk to our guest.
Yeah.
Our guest today is Sky Keene, and you're with the Junior Auxiliary. Welcome to the
Welcome.
Show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You got to turn your mic on.
It's on.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I hope it is.
It's it on. Is now.
It That's is. Good.
I would have gotten around to it. See, I did this for an entire week. Without any help.
Oh,
well, now you got lots of help.
And I did everything was perfect with Beamer and audio, but when he's here,
pressure.
Everything goes it goes down the drain. I want to ask you about your name. Now, you have been named after some iconic person. Is that correct?
I would love to say that I was.
Yeah.
But I was not.
Oh, you were not.
No.
Well,
it
sounds similar to the old TV
Sky
series,
King.
Sky King.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
But my full first name is Sky Blue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Still
and
a pretty name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was better than the alternative, which was Tequila Sunrise. So I'm very thankful
wow.
that my mom went with Sky Blue instead.
And then your nickname would have been Tick.
She was going to go with Kila. I don't
understand.
Okay. Oh, for Tequila.
Yes.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the Junior Auxiliary. For people that don't know, what does Junior Auxiliary do in the community?
So we are a all-women's nonprofit organization, mm-hmm. Christian-based, and we do a lot in the community, mostly in the background. But we do a prom closet event where we give away prom dresses for free. We do we donate several times a year to local organizations such as CCM and Informed Choices. We do mostly, like we did a disc golf tournament, Throwing for Hope, which was my personal project. And what we're doing with those funds is building a disc golf course for the Arkansas Baptist Ranch.
So nice. We do, very nice.
That's wonderful.
We do several different things throughout the community.
That's
how do y'all,
nice to
how
have
do y'all
on
pick
there.
The projects to do?
So we have a board and it's really, like I said, disc golf was my personal choice of a project that I wanted to do, but we look around the community and we see those unmet needs.
Yeah. Sure.
So we originally did the backpack program where we handed out free supplies for local schools, but we noticed that need was getting met by other organizations as well as from the school districts themselves. So we kind of moved into a different direction where we started supplying hygiene products because which this last year we partnered with Proclaiming Jesus Ministries when they did their huge backpack thing at the park. And so we supplied over 100 families with hygiene products and soap, shampoo, conditioner, all of those.
I'm out of toothpaste. I noticed this morning I'm out of toothpaste. My daughter says you can use mine. I says no.
Yeah.
I think I bought the toothpaste.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's great because so many organizations pitch in, especially before the school year, to take care of the kids in this community. And you guys are doing a great job.
Which is wonderful.
And that's what we've started to do. We started in 1987 for the Harrison branch, and they're all over the area. You just don't really see them out in the spotlight a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
And really what we're trying to do is recruit members.
Yes.
That's our main goal this year.
What's that process?
The process is simple. It's really easy. We have several different tiers that you kind of go through. You start off as a provisional when you join. You have a year provisional where you learn your basics of which projects we do, the directions that we want to take it in.
Right.
And then after that year, you become an active. You have 4 years as an active. And once you're done with those active years, you become a life member. And we have a lot of life members that are prominent in the community, including Joan Bell, Robin Reeves, Melanie Crockett, just to name a few. But a lot of prominent members of the community have become or have started with being a junior auxiliary member.
And it's a good way to meet other ladies.
Oh, yeah.
That are interested in service organization. Huh.
Exactly. If they have a need to help the community, junior auxiliary is a great place to start. We teach skills like how to do a fundraiser, who right. the contacts are in the community, especially with our like local daddy-daughter dance. We do it annually every year. We've postponed this year because of our member situation. But, I mean, people look forward to that. And yeah. the women who, like, organize it get a lot of skills that they need. And they want to, you know, put those to other tests.
And for now, for whatever reason, membership's down.
I'm gathering from.
Was that because of COVID?
It's slightly because of COVID. And a lot of members became life members, which mm-hmm. they can still be active in our organization. It just, they're not, it allows for other women to step up as well okay. when they become life members.
So when, when you're an act, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You're an active member, you are, I don't want to say required, I don't want to use that, but you are expected to work on the projects.
Throughout the year, you have certain hour requirements that you have okay. to meet, which allows you to be more active right. In those specific projects.
And when those people go to Lifetime, sometimes they don't have, you know, they're not they quite don't as have invested those requirements. In that. Mm-hmm. Those requirements.
And they okay. move on to other projects and other volunteer organizations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Need to recirculate the Lifetimers back in to give them more projects to do, maybe.
It might help, yes, yeah. a little bit, yeah. especially with experience, yeah. because we do have a couple members that are coming in that don't have that as much. And like I said, we are an all-women's organization, so we start at 21, but most of our members are in the older generation, mm-hmm. which is great because we need those experiences
like,
for the younger.
Yeah, like Anne's generation?
Yeah, something like that.
I thought
yeah.
so.
But
you're really looking for new blood, yes. younger people to be involved.
And I mean, whenever women hear the words junior auxiliary, they're thinking younger women. Right. Anyway, right. But we take uh-huh. all ages.
Yeah.
Most of the... When I joined, I was the youngest one by far, and I was 26, and most of the members were in their, like, 40s, 50s, 60s. Yeah. So I was the youngest one coming in, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a part of this organization. I have no idea, no skill of what to do, and I've been yeah. taught a lot.
Now look
my
where
time.
You're at.
So what's the process to become a
member? To get started? Yeah. Really, it's just a simple membership application. And there is yearly dues, of course, to keep our organization going.
Sure.
Because we're part of a larger group, the national level, which really includes the Mississippi Basin area, which is where they founded Junior Auxiliary at. But we're like one of like 150 branches throughout. We have one in Mountain Home, one in Branson. So we're really all over. Like I said, we're just in the background mostly. Right.
Do you have an event that you're
wanting to promote coming up real soon?
So we just got done with our prom closet event. And like I said, we still have dresses available.
Okay.
And you can contact us.
I think Beamer wants one for himself.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
And maybe his daughter too.
So what was the phone number?
So they can contact me at my personal cell, uh-huh. which is 870-416-2675.
Uh-huh. All right.
And they can also send us a private message on Facebook or visit our website as well, which is jaofharrison.org.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, we want to put the word out, get people yeah. excited about being involved with the Junior Auxiliary. They've been around for quite a long time. I know we've done interviews with them mm-hmm. over the last 20 years that we've been together. And it's not going to die. We just need more blood.
Right.
Yes, and we definitely need more blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're getting, last year we had nine active okay. members.
That's a lot for those nine members to do.
Oh, yeah.
Do all the
And we accomplished so much last year. We partnered with Circle of Life and provided a meal for 30 young mothers mm-hmm. While they got gifts from Circle of Life for them and their children. We provided a local scholarship for $250 for two local teens mm-hmm. based on their volunteer experience, which is actually what's coming up. The deadline for that is April 15th.
Okay.
And they can fill out the application for that on our website.
And what is that website again?
jaofharrison.org.
Okay.
I have a question as to, like, the projects. Are they usually during the day? I'm thinking like women that work, for busy women. How yes. do they?
Most of our projects are either on the weekend. We meet once a month on the third Thursday of each month at 6:30. So it's after work hours.
Okay.
And we do most of our projects, like I said, on Saturdays.
Okay.
So it's not going to take out of your weekly schedule.
And you mm-hmm. don't have to do every project.
No,
you
don't.
Have something else
yes.
that you
And pending. We really need a mixture of both. It okay. takes leaders yeah. and followers right. to make an event work.
Yep.
All right.
Wonderful organization. I'm glad yeah. to know more right. about it.
We'll keep talking about it for
yeah.
you. We'll try to get
yeah,
some,
well, thank you.
Get some ladies your way.
Sky, thanks so much for joining us today. And,
thank
and,
you.
And let yeah. us know when there's any new activity that's going on so we can get you back yeah. in here.
We appreciate
or
it.
Some
You're
going to
be the
members.
Spokesperson.
Oh, boy.
Right. Yeah. Well, you did a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank
We're
you.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got more for you right here on Around the Table. Stay with us. And welcome back to Around the Table. You need to wait until I say you're ready to go.
Wow.
I turned the mics up a little early.
You know what's funny?
Well,
is
I'm
that,
glad I didn't use any expletives.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
You use your portion, I for sure.
Yeah, thanks for keeping the sailor in your car.
Yeah, really. Sailor.
Yeah.
That's the perfect verb.
Yeah, well.
Noun
you know
and
what?
Adjective.
Like fodder.
We have never had a. Fodder is a noun. Food, especially dried hay
right.
or feed for cattle or other livestock. Or a person or thing regarded only as material for a specific use, such as young people ending up as factory fodder.
Oh, gosh.
Or you can use it as a verb. The animals need foddering. That's what I provide in the morning.
You need some fodder.
Fodder for your dogs?
No, fodder for my show.
Oh, fodder.
Yes.
You are the food for
oh,
your
now,
show.
Oh, now I got to put something to my list. Look at my list today.
Foddering?
No, foddering's not on. That's all the stuff I got to do after the show. And you say, God,
you
just don't.
Said he doesn't have a life because.
And so what did I say? Fodder. So I got to get cat food because when I fed the
right.
cat, it was low.
You've got to get the cat some fodder.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, we got this. We got weather.
Fodder on.
We got more weather coming in and we had tornadoes a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas is helping Arkansas tornado relief. And hopefully
good.
There's going to be some things there for hopefully there's no bad weather coming up in the next day or so. But following Friday's deadly storm activity in Little Rock and Wynn, a local organization is lending its support to the communities affected. The Food Bank of North Central Arkansas delivered 7 pallets of bottled water to Little Rock, and 8 additional pallets are being delivered Saturday to the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas
That's
in Jonesboro
good.
To support the victims in Wynn. Food Bank of North Central Arkansas Chief Executive Jeff Quick tells KTLO all about this. And the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas is accepting donations to assist in disaster relief. But Quick says area residents need to be mindful of what is gathered and right. sent to the areas in need.
Bottled water and gloves.
This always. Is a great organization.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So we just want to put that little message out there.
We were on our way to Cabot. Who got hit? Valonia? Did they get hit? A while back?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And so we brought a couple cases of bottled water and a couple packages of gloves. And as we went through, we dropped them off.
Yeah.
We were on our way to Cabot to some student mind event.
When you say we?
The family.
Oh,
okay. My son was what do you call that? Brain game.
Gift and talented?
No, brain game they have. I'll think of it in a minute.
Trivia?
With the buzzers. And they battle against school.
I can't think of it.
Quiz Bowl!
Oh, Quiz Bowl. Yeah, okay.
So we were on our way to Quiz Bowl. And I says, we're going right through there. Let's load up on some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, that was smart of you to do that.
Well, it was, you know, I try to do nice things for nice people.
Yeah.
That's why.
You may get something in return. You will.
It doesn't matter.
No, I mean, personally,
oh,
you
yes.
know
oh,
the
yeah.
fact that
the feel good
to grow
right. Yeah, I don't yeah
hey, you know, we talked about this last we did a couple stories last week about the Turpentine Creek.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And Carol Baskin.
I saw
you remember that.
And
what was it, Joe
Tiger
yeah,
Tiger that. King
the
Tiger
King yeah.
He's running for president. He's in jail
well,
or
good.
Prison, but he's running for
well,
anyway
good.
The Big Cat Rescue, the animal sanctuary featured in the Netflix series Tiger King, will merge with Turpentine Creek in Eureka Springs.
Oh, that's great.
The full and then located in Tampa, Florida, the sanctuary has said it will transfer 35 big cats to the Arkansas organization The reason, including the cost of maintaining the facility and the attempts to pass a federal bill. Man, have you ever been to these Turpentine Creek?
Sure.
No, I never
I
never have.
Oh, you should go.
It's well worth the visit.
Don't they have like cabins you can stay in overnight underneath or above?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, they do above. Little,
yeah.
So they're getting a boatload of tigers, bobcats, and lynx.
Yeah. And according to the release, the Florida Sanctuary, the animals would be moved, including tigers, like what you said, bobcats, and lynx. I just want to make sure that people understand that.
I understand that. Right. So you did good.
Get more than just tigers, yeah.
Also, Turpentine Creek sits on about 450 rural acres and is roughly 7 times bigger than the size of the Big Cat Rescue in Florida.
Good.
And the construction is going to happen soon around July of this year.
Ah,
and it's open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I would assume you can Google it and find out all about it.
We, sure.
We've had them on the show.
Maybe we maybe you should make that one of your your guest list.
I think so.
Put it down now.
Yeah, I need to go there.
Well, one thing we need to do is we need to take another break before we run out of time. So we're going to do that right now. And when we come back, we've got some more interesting stuff for you right here on Around the Table. And welcome back. Welcome back to Around the Table.
I'm glad Monday's just about over for us.
Oh, my gosh. What a rough day it has been.
It's been incredibly funny.
It has been.
So, you know what? and I grew up on Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
I did, too.
And
the 31 flavors thing, too.
That's Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, well, I get it.
Was there another? Was there,
no,
there
no.
Was an, there was, well, where I lived, there was another one. It was 26 or something like that.
Yeah, well, they had to compete. Well, anyway, I get to that because today is Ben and Jerry's Free
Ben
Cone Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's no Ben and Jerry's around us anywhere.
No.
Well, there's some in the freezer department at Walmart.
Are you going to get a free cone?
No.
I guess you could bring your free cone.
Could I crack?
Yes, you could.
No, could I just crack open a pack and take one cone
scoop.
And then eat it? Just eat the cone going down the aisle?
Just one scoop out of this ice cream that's free.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
And they'll say, hey, it's free day. And just bring this. Bring this as a voucher. Here's my voucher.
There's my voucher.
That's the thing. I mean, they've been doing it since 1979, and that's when I graduated high school.
Yeah,
I don't eat a lot of ice cream.
Now they're up in,
I like it.
They're up in Maine or something. I mean, they're way up in New Jersey or someplace. Like
yeah.
That.
So
anyway.
And
World Party Day.
World Party on a Monday.
World Party Day.
You know, back in the day, I might have partied on a Monday night and then called.
You partied all the time.
That's right.
Every day,
I called in sick a lot. I called in someone who broke in my truck. And I mean, I was a bad partying liar.
I thought this was like a Republican or Democrat.
No, shindig.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. National Film Score Day.
Dun dun.
What's your favorite film score?
Jaws.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like the ocean. I don't like the ocean because there's stuff in there that'll grab your toes. Now, because I'm a lake guy and I learned to water ski in a lake, and when I go in the ocean, I just go in far enough to pee. And that's all.
Okay, thanks for your honesty.
I'll be up front with you all day.
Now,
all
I'm right. like that if I can't see, if it's not clear water,
yeah,
like
yeah.
it's murky.
Right.
We went
snorkeling off of St. John's
in
the Caribbean.
Well, that was clear.
Yes, I did that.
Duh.
But... if I go out like to the beach in California, the dolphins are right out there and they're cool. But man, there's jellyfish and I almost said the S word.
There is, and you can't see them.
No, jellyfish and seaweed that wrap around your legs, and you got to go running back, and the water's pulling you out. Give me the lake any day. Let a little tiny perch nibble up my toe.
Yeah, one of my favorite film scores is from the movie. The Time Machine, the 1960 version.
Huh.
That, I don't know.
You have
that
no
one.
Idea.
Okay. No.
That's
no.
one of my favorites.
Wow, I'm sure it was really good.
Today is, I'm going to go home and put that soundtrack on and play it.
Please do.
National Film Score Day.
Oh, we're done?
You're listening to the original KHOV.
Nope, we're not doing that one.
Push fade, stop.
I did that.
Yeah, okay. And then go.
I thought we were done. Let's go to National Find a Rainbow Day.
How are we going to do
somewhere
that?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Oh, good.
Well,
Lord.
If we wait till tomorrow,
come
we may
on,
see
that's
one.
A classic.
I've been to End of Rainbows, and there's no pot of gold, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
how did you get to the end of the rainbow? You're a liar. That's just all there is to it.
No, I'm not a liar. I'm not. I'm truthful.
You don't get to the end of a rainbow.
I tracked it down, and there was nothing there. No,
there's so much more I could say.
Okay. Okay.
But I can't.
I'll give you this much. You can't physically see the end of the rainbow on the ground, okay? But you can go in the vicinity of the end, okay? You can.
You can go in the vicinity of your end,
and
too.
You know,
if nobody wants
boy.
To.
Do you ever wear tweed? Because you were
I used to.
Was it itchy and scratchy?
No, but like you wool? Know, it was kind of the style back whenever I was wearing it. But no, I don't do tweed.
Yeah,
don't do tweed.
1800s, it was invented because I think they were tired of potato sacks, but I think they were kind of tweedish too. But somebody, some senator, decided that he was gonna wear one.
Some and corrupt.
Yeah, it says that corrupt. Oh gosh, in the 1800s, I'm so surprised it started that early. I think corrupt politicians started at day one.
Senator Tweed did.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, Boss Tweed. Okay. Yes, William Boss Tweed.
Good for him.
That was him.
Yeah.
And then we talked about the cell phone earlier, right?
Yeah,
right.
50th anniversary. It was the Motorola Dynatac 8000X, about the size of a basketball shoe. And
oh,
had no. Talk
okay.
Time.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, that's like that, yeah. Whatever you
the
called
brick,
it.
The brick phone.
Brick phone,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, do you guys remember the flip phone? Of course, I'm still. They still make them, right? The flip phone.
Yeah, you can get. Flip
I
phone.
Still have mine at home.
I have just about every phone that I've ever had.
Me too.
Because once the battery runs out, I just throw it in a drawer and I've got them all.
Right.
I've got the slider.
I don't really
oh,
know
yeah,
why
the slider.
I do.
Yeah, I didn't like
and
that
then
one.
The razor. Did you remember the
yeah,
razor?
I had razor. Was
did you have the one with the pointer pen? How useless was that?
Yeah.
Like a
yeah.
BlackBerry type.
Yeah. Yeah.
What,
yeah,
what was the deal with the little plastic antenna that you pulled up?
Oh, the
and
Nokia.
It really didn't do,
Nokia had
it,
those.
Okay. It didn't
yeah,
do anything.
Yeah.
It was just for looks.
Was it really?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Because it was just a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
I won't
do
go
anything.
Back from my iPhone. I don't think I really like my iPhone. So.
I don't know. As long as I can use the calculator.
I'd like to have a flip one. You know, they make some that are now
yeah, they're flip, but they're full.
Right.
Yeah. They're not like a flip yeah. and half. Half screen and half typewriter. I don't know what to call it.
And have you seen the ones where you can open it up and it's the screen?
Yeah,
how does
yeah.
that
yes.
work?
Like
I
a two-screen
know.
Computer.
I,
if you had
no,
two computers.
Cool.
You think that would, you know, bending it,
exactly,
opening it up,
would
just kind of crack in the middle.
Oh,
and
it
be
will.
Done.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
Well, they make them that way, so you got to replace them.
Yeah.
They do all the phones that way.
Do you ever use voice texting? Do you go down
yes,
the road
yes, but
and
I don't
do
proofread.
That?
If I'm yeah. using voice text, I don't really think that, you know, like driving, I'm yeah. not going to look at it. And
no.
I send Lord knows what out there. But I'm not a proofreader at all. Like, I don't edit pictures. If you get what you get.
Yeah.
And when I post something on Facebook, I don't look at it to edit it. And it's usually something I have to really go back and fix.
Yeah,
but
well,
I
can
just
see
don't.
How
I don't do that.
And what I don't like is I use a lot of slang when I voice text
and they don't
never
like it.
Gets it right.
No,
I
never,
know.
No, you can't.
Never.
You can't.
It's crazy.
It's like, you know, it's like my phone in the truck when I want to call my mom. She lives at my sister's Kim's.
Yeah.
So I got in my phone as mom ampersand Kim's. Mom
yeah.
at Kim's. Uh-huh. So they're all ding ding and they say, who do you want to call? Mom at Kim's. Okay, calling Momackins.
It's like
Momackins. So now when I call, I say, call Momackins.
You can't really fix that. You just have to go with it.
Go with it. No, right. They can't pronounce Terry Gwynn. Terry Gwynn or something.
Terry Guyan.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word. That's the word. Where are we at on time, Dan? Hey, you got the TV close to play. Very good.
Sorry.
Okay,
March
we're not. We'll talk.
March Madness men's final
tonight. Yeah.
Tonight.
Apparently, in our company, Ozarks.com. Congratulations to Zane. He picked up the $400 with the win. Lisa and Steve are tied for second place. We'll find out the winners tonight in our company gambling pool.
All right.
There. Have a good Monday. Okay. We'll take the brunt of your Monday crap.
Poor Dan's experiencing
yeah.
it right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, he's gonna wave goodbye.
He's
I'm gonna
like,
do
bye.
The salute. Dan's Annie's gonna keep talking out, and we're gonna get her on the Facebook page. All right, soon to call the paramedics for Dan. Have a great day.
CBS.
Oh, we don't bother us.
He turned us down, didn't he? I didn't notice.
I turned my sound down.